This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Philippines says it has fully restored a major security agreement with the United States. President Rodrigo Duterte retracting his intentions to terminate the Philippines-U.S. Visiting Forces Agreement late Thursday. Duterte retracted the termination letter sent to the U.S. last year after meeting with U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who told reporters the agreement with the Philippines helps the U.S. long-range planning. Analysts say access to the Philippines puts the U.S. in a position to rapidly respond to threats from China and the South China Sea. They say it also bolsters U.S. counter-terror and intelligence gathering in the region. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Thursday civilian federal government workers must be vaccinated or submit to regular testing and wear masks. The strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the 4 million Americans who draw federal paychecks and to set an example for private employers around the country. Biden's decision comes as the Delta variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 has rapidly spread the country. The president said these same standards will apply to federal contractors. Biden said he is asking the Department of Defense to explore how and when to add mandatory inoculations for the coronavirus to the list of vaccines required for service personnel. The president suggested more state and local governments to offer $100 to those who get fully vaccinated. The president also said his medical advisors say there is no need for a booster shot right now. He says that if one is needed, that something will be done. This is VOA News.